Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
It's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God, he just ran in.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Let's do it!
Dracarys.
It is time to go to the great state of Maine and talk to our gambling degentleman, Mr. X. The people want to know, how's the boat? Oh, they want to know, how is the boat? It's taking a little while to connect to him. Oh, there we go. Ah.
Hey, Dave.
Hello, Mr. X. The people demand an update. How is the pontoon boat? And how was the reaction from Mrs. X?
They were both mixed.
Mixed.
Both mixed. Yeah, the boat is great. I couldn't be happier. As they say, the two of the best days of your life are buying a boat and selling a boat.
Okay.
I'm happy with it. It's good.
By the way, after we had that discussion, I found out you got it for like, well, did you disclose on the air what you got it for? I don't want to put your business out there. Okay.
Yeah.
When you told me what you got it for, I was like, whoa. And then I had people, especially Wisconsin people, because they've got pontoon boats there because they know how to get after it in the summer on the water. And they say, oh, you can get them for way more than that.
Oh, yeah. Brand new, they run the one similar to this. Brand new, they run 40 to 70 grand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but
so
I'm not new. I got an old one.
So you got it, and have you taken it out yet a few times?
Only every day.
Every day?
Pretty much.
That is
close to
fantastic.
Sunset.
And you take it out on the ocean, in the
bay? No. Where do you... on my lake.
Oh, you're on a lake. Okay. I thought you were on that tiny island that I went to with my wife and had no idea that that's where you grew up.
No. That's a family place from years gone by. I've been on this lake for 55 years.
Nice.
Spoiled. Very nice. Spoiled. No question about it.
Do you know that there was a golf tournament on the web.com tour, the minor league tour for the PGA, called the, ready? Work and Live in Maine Open.
Interesting.
That was the title sponsor of the event.
Yeah. That's a tough call because living there is great. Working there, not so great. There's a reason you retire here. It's a very hard place to work and grow up and raise kids and all that, but it's after you're done, doesn't get much better.
Well, here it is. It's the Live and Work in Maine Open, and it just went down. And where did they play it? Home, about, purpose, sponsors, volunteer, schedule, FAQ.
I'm sure it was a place I've never played.
So wait, why, if you got good internet, why can't you work in Maine if you've got a job that is primarily remote?
Rephrase that. You can now. And people from New England, New York, Boston are moving up here faster than anyone here likes because of the remote concept. You're correct.
Right.
But as far as industry itself here, no, it's just, there's not much. But now in the work at home phase, you're right. People are moving up here to work remotely. That's for sure.
Falmouth Country Club is where they help.
Okay. Way down south.
Okay. Oh, you're further up north, huh?
Way up. Yep.
Yeah. can you give the nearest town? I don't want to pin down your location.
Well, last time you gave the exact town. I'm on the coast, halfway up the state, town just north of a town called Belfast, which is where I used to have to travel 12 miles back in the day to get a USA Today and get some box scores.
The olden days.
But now we have internet, so it's all set.
How is the internet working up there these days?
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Oh, you know what? Okay. You're far up. You're not as far up as I used to go. You're not in Bar Harbor. No. You're south of Bangor.
45 minutes south of where you used to go. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Yep. I sort of yearn for Maine a little bit. I went up there every summer with my wife and kids because her parents were still up there running a bed and breakfast. And a lot of times I'd be up there like, oh, this is so slow and boring. But there is a vibe to it that is unmistakable, a Maine vibe.
You are right. You should come up here. There's only one thing you'd have to adjust, and that's the no cost to the league concept.
You'd charge me to stay there?
No. Anyway, we'll work that out.
Are you on? Well, I can't. I don't want to say because now people are going to look it up. All right. Yeah, there are. I'm zooming
care.
In.
I don't care.
Are you on Tilden Pond?
Absolutely not.
Oh. Pitcher? Pitcher?
Swan Lake.
Pitcher Pond? Coleman Pond?
Swan Lake.
Okay.
6 miles in off the bay.
Okay. South of, are you on Quantabacook Lake?
You have your map upside down.
Cross Pond. I'm looking at Belmont and
I
don't see.
You ever heard of Penobscot Bay?
Yes.
Do you know why you have?
MASH.
Nope. That is where, Sean Connery and what's his name, at the end of Hunt for Red October, when they had to ditch the nuclear submarine where no one would ever find it.
They went to Penobscot Bay? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the last scene in that movie, when can't think of the guy's name. The guy always got in so much trouble, that actor. Anyway, they ditched the nuclear sub in Penobscot Bay so that no one will ever find it.
That's interesting. Are you on Chickawaukee Pond?
No.
You keep saying what pond you're on. I can't find it.
That's Swan Lake.
Swan Lake. That's Swan Lake. Okay.
Yes.
I just don't see it.
What are you looking at? Show me a town.
This is riveting podcast right now. Did not Radar O'Reilly or BJ Honeycutt come from Penobscot, Maine, or Penobscot Bay? I could swear that was where I first heard of it back in the day.
No, it's you just keep going up north about halfway up the state, and you'll see it.
Okay. Anyway, so you're out on it every day. Are you growing a big beard like you did during the pandemic?
It's not left since the pandemic.
Oh.
No, it's still here. Yeah, it's still here. Nope. And when people comment on it, I say they care more about it than I do. I haven't looked in a mirror since COVID hit.
That's fantastic. So you are just a grizzled, full-bearded old man on his boat, loving life, enjoying. Now, where are you getting your fix for baseball? How's your television?
Oh, I still get that. The NBA has kind of, obviously, I've been killing myself trying to watch the NBA playoffs. It's still hard, but I follow the scores and the box scores every day.
Okay.
I don't have to watch the game to, you know, to follow what's up. But
okay, let's talk about that. So you're not enjoying the style of play on the court between these four teams that are left. You know, I mean, we're all about it, you know, with 97-3 the game and Milwaukee and the Bucks, and it looks like the seas are parting for them to make a run for the title with all these injuries.
Right. That's because the last time you and I were on the air, we declared them dead.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right. And
they've just lost by a trillion in game two to the Nets. Yeah. And Kyrie had yet to get hurt.
Right. They're parting. I like the Suns, but I think the Bucks obviously have a very good shot the way the path's opening up. But there's never been a postseason in history so full of stars on the sideline. It's just crazy.
Basically, all of
early exits and injuries and everything else.
COVID.
Usually, this is the time of year we look at names, and now the names are all sitting on the side.
Right. By the way, in MASH, it was Lieutenant Colonel Donald Penobscot.
Oh, Penobscot. I got you. Okay.
Played by Mike Henry.
Yep.
So, okay. Moving right along. So, you don't like is it the style that bothers you? I mean, the NBA is what it has become, which is a three-point shooting contest, and a lot of guys hunting for fouls and getting them, unfortunately.
Oh, they are. You know, in the old days, those Brazilian soccer players were the best people on the planet at faking fouls. Now it's the NBA. But guys like Harden, they're masters at hooking you with one hand, going up with the other, and going, oh, three-point foul. The refs, I don't fault them. It's hard. These guys are masters at these rip-through fouls, and it's an art to draw a foul now. And some of them are so good, it's impossible.
And when they're not good, they have no shame in faking it. For example, people memed Chris Paul to the moon after last night's flop on him trying to get through a screen. Did you see that play?
Yes.
Embarrassing. Yeah. Like, it's literally embarrassing for, I think, a lot of us to say, really? Really?
Well, I think the flopping is you're right, but more than that to me is the actual skill they do in creating the foul with these crazy little hooks. Harden is a master at it,
right.
And some other guys are awfully good, and it's gotten silly. Now, I still watch it, of course, still bet it. I think the part that kills me so much is the way everybody under the age of 30 thinks that nobody in history could have ever touched any of these guys, and the part that gets me is, look, I'm not the old. Oh, the old guys are better. My son's friends, as soon as they walk in the house, all they do is say, Larry Bird sucks. They just love to, you know, to do that. Instead of saying hello, that's what they say first. But anyway, I don't care. I'm not a Bird fan. But if you're my age, they think if you say that, it's annoying.
Right. They're trolling you. They're trying to troll the old man and his pontoon boat.
Person. I guess my point is that I know everything's different. And nobody could shoot the way they shoot now. Every player on the floor can shoot better than every player on the floor 20 years ago. Every one of them. But what I don't like is I watch this and I'm like, no wonder they can score at will. I think of guys like George Gervin or Dr. J going, God, I wish I could take those many steps before I shot the ball.
Right.
You don't think that they would have been able to be better scorers if they didn't get one step, they got two or three? They'd have been better, too. So that's the part that annoys me.
I'm trying to wonder, like, do you think at some point a guard in the NBA in the 70s was fooling around at practice and started kind of scooping and turning the ball over and developing these kind of crossover moves? And he's like, check out this shit, man. And they're like, oh, man, that's dope. Too bad they'll call you for palming every time. And he's like, yeah, I know, but I just thought in practice I'd show it to you what I could do to you if this was legal. Do you think someone actually did that?
I think it was Coffee Black on the Tropic Thunder. Or the Flint.
Coffee
Flint.
Black, yeah.
Wasn't it?
Right.
Remember him?
Like, I just wondered. And the thing about shooting, you're right. All these guys are better shooters. But I'm wondering why that is, because the act of shooting a basketball and the basic fundamentals, elbow underneath the ball,
emphasis.
Palm squarely behind it, it's a motion that's been around forever. Why weren't the guys in the past better shooters?
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
The NBA is not doing shell drill on defense anymore, okay? They're just shooting threes all day, every day. I mean, the best shooter, perimeter shooter in my generation was Rick Barry. Brooke Lopez can shoot better than Rick Barry.
Okay? Isn't that funny? Yeah.
So it's a different game. That's all they do. I think it's like anything. There's no emphasis on, quote, little things or it's, you know, it's run some sets and shoot the ball.
Shoot.
And I'm not saying it's wrong. It works.
Right. You know? Shoot, lift, work on a crossover, play.
Post a few tweets.
Right. And that's it. I mean, look, Kevin Huerter, who we saw at Maryland, is a revelation to many people. He basically pushed the Hawks through past the Sixers with a huge game. And he looks like Opie Cunningham. He looks like, who let this paste-eating turd on the court? And the answer is, he can shoot like a fucking freak. And that's why he's on the court.
Say, the middle of that game, I'm watching that going, wait, what's his name again? I've never heard. So I texted your pal, ex-coach Naki.
I was going to say, you don't remember Huerter at Maryland.
I do, and I texted him. I said, this guy never played at Maryland. Who is he? I never heard of him.
He was there for a hot second.
12 a game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he scored 12 a game for Maryland. He texted me back his whole history, and I said, okay, great. And then I said to Naki, oh, yeah, I forgot the Terps left the ACC. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, snap. You rubbed salt in that wound, huh?
Well, you know, I keep thinking of them, but I do not remember him at all. And here he is, you know, a 12-point-a-game scorer for a Maryland, average Maryland team, and he's killing it in final eight because he can shoot the ball, like you said.
Yeah. Last night, Paul George had his best night ever as a playoff participant, and a lot of people like to bag on Paul George. But Kawhi did not play. Kawhi is the ultimate business decision player in modern sports. Am I right?
That's fair.
He's going to wait until it's either perfect for him or, nah, never mind, because he can opt out this summer, and he probably will. And I guess somebody at age 30 is going to back up more money for a guy who is the king of load management. I mean, he basically took a whole year off just to get himself right.
Well, being smart has its advantages.
I guess. I'm just wondering, at what point does a team that's going to get in the Kawhi business go, yeah, he's great when he plays?
They don't care.
But he's not
the old days. You're right.
I know.
There is no Fred Dreyer playing with a broken leg.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Management is part of the game.
And
they only want you for wins big time.
They seem to break more often, too. I don't know why that is. I was shocked at how badly Trae Young was injured just with a quick little wonk-wonk on the foot of the official.
Yeah. It's one of my kids swears that the injuries this year are related to the shortened season, you know, the way last year went long and this year started.
He's drinking the LeBron Kool-Aid, in other words.
Yeah, I guess. But
That's what LeBron tweeted. He's like, see, I told you it's the shortened season. I'm like, you had 4 months off last spring.
I know.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, they weren't off. We had to work in the off season. Oh, sorry.
Well, they had 4 months off when the pandemic shut everything down. Yeah. March, April, May, June.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like the old baseball players who sold insurance in the off season.
No.
You actually have to keep shooting in the off season. Isn't that hard? Unless your name is Ben Simmons, you have to work in the off season.
Boy, how about that? Speaking of, you know, shooting's getting better across the board. He's the one guy who has not gotten any better.
No. Well, and after that last game, I thought it was interesting. I don't know who it was. The analysts, I guess it was TNT guys, whatever. They were going off on what he has to do. He has to do this. He has to do that. I'm like, he signed a $150 million contract. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to. I mean, usually you have to work before you get paid.
Yeah. All right.
He already got.
Yeah. He already got paid. Exactly. All right, on the baseball front, Kyle Schwarber is on fire. What did the Cubs miss, or is he just having this last few shots of a Roman candle flame out of his career? Because he's on a pace, like his current pace, 15 homers in 17 games, is Bonzian at Bonds' peak.
Yeah, every night at about 7:15, I get a text from X2. He did it again, you know, like 5 minutes after the first pitch.
Right.
He's been tooting his horn for a long time. I don't know. Everybody has that one miracle time in their career where they're going crazy. But obviously this is silly. Why he's seeing pitches down the middle of the plate when he's white hot, I don't know. But these days it's a little different. The art of pitching around seems to be gone. But obviously, you know what, ride that horse as long as you can. He doesn't seem to me like your typical leadoff hitter, but as they say, 1-0 is okay. So ever since they moved him, he is just, it's, you know, you can't make this up. What is it? He was close to the single season leadoff a game with a homer record in his first 15 days as a leadoff man.
Right.
I think a record's like, I'm going to guess 9. I'm not sure if that's right. 9 or 10. And he had like 5 in first 10 days.
Sure.
So it's crazy. He's almost there already, and he's never let off in his life until just now.
Apparently they let
tough call.
I know.
Really tough call. I thought this was their sink to the bottom year and, you know, sell off the spare parts, which they refused to do with Harper and previous opportunities. And Scherzer must go if this franchise is going to turn around. Plus, you don't have to worry about fan base when your fan base is down a little with restrictions. But now, the worst thing for them to do is what they did in the Harper year, which is get in the hunt just enough to keep your players and then win 85 games and say, I wish we traded them and restocked our farm system. Because there are people out there that would give an arm and a leg to have Max Scherzer in October, and they have the second or third worst farm system in baseball. They got to dish him, but they're creeping into it, and that makes it hard.
Well, this surge came at just the wrong time to try to make a clean decision one way or the other, because they were sinking. And then, much like their championship year when they were 19-31 at the end of May, they're on a hot streak now. And what's crazy is that not just Schwarber hitting all these home runs, but Gerardo Parra, Baby Shark, brought back. The Shark is back, and he's actually contributing. And the players love it, and the fans are all, Baby Shark. It's like, what are the odds this would have worked? He was in Japan, I believe.
He was. And, he was in Japan for a year, even though they loved him, because he's 35 and was an average player his whole life, or below average, until the Baby Shark miracle. Doing it again is, you know, it was a lot of fun. Believe me, we were going through that playoff run. It was fun, but he's a 36-year-old journeyman outfielder. He is, as one of my kids says, there is no backup outfielder in history with the clout that guy has to this organization. Never.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Schwarber apparently was let go by the Cubs. They let him walk for $8 million because they thought it was too expensive for his career, 113 OPS plus. I don't know if that's a good number or not. Is it?
Good.
Yeah.
He's always been a power guy, but I mean, he's had a lot of years where he's really struggled to hit 200. I mean, you know, when he gets in a slump, you know, that's he's one of those guys, and this is a good example. He's hot, he's hot. When he gets in a slump, you look at him and
it's
go,
terrible.
Yeah, you don't belong here.
Right.
He's bad. He's really bad.
They redirected the money to Jock Peterson, who's been fine. Not great. Not as hot as Schwarber is right now. We'll see how long it lasts.
Yep.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right. The other thing about baseball, two other things. Have we talked Spider Tech, you and I?
I don't think so.
Well, give me the Mr. X baseball aficionado thought on Spider Tech.
Well, it's interesting because without being too geeky, for decades when they talk about, oh, pitchers always cheat, you know, the Gaylord Perry days, they always wanted a slippery substance on their hands.
Right.
When the ball would slide out of their hand, it would get extra crazy, unpredictable movement, almost like a knuckleball, but a fastball.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And they cut down on it. Now the new substance, I guess, gives you better grip, allows you to get a better spin out of your hand and a sharper break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not legal. How dare they, in the middle of the year, start cracking down on rules? Well, nobody said at the start of the year you could break them. You just did. So once it became widespread and you publicly embarrass us like Bauer and a variety of players have done, what choice did the league have but to say, yeah, we're going to stop that? You know, it's kind of like any rule in the office. If you're breaking it, fine. If you want to advertise you're breaking it, we've got a problem.
Right.
So now they're cracking down and they say, how can you do it in mid-year? Nobody ever said you could do it.
If you're stealing reams of paper and pens from the office, do it quietly.
Just don't tell me.
Yeah, like everybody else. Don't walk out of the office saying, see you later, Linda. Carl, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And, oh, look at this paper I got from my printer at home. Whoops. Where'd that come from?
Well, these guys are saying, hey, do you guys mind helping me carry this to the car?
They're going even worse about that. Did you see Scherzer's inspection the other night? The three inspection night and Joe Girardi getting all tough guy from the other dugout.
I did not.
You didn't? I'm going to send you the link to the John Boy audio overdub of it.
Come on, stop. Save that for later. He just wants us to touch your head a little bit, and Scherzer just tells him, I got nothing. He's like, what do you want? Here, I got nothing. I got nothing. Go ahead. I want to touch my hair? Okay. Touch. That's so creepy. These umps have to just rub up sweaty, thinning hair.
The umpire actually rubbed his fingers through Scherzer's sweaty hair.
Yeah. You know, the umps are in a tough spot. Girardi, I always feel like in baseball, if you get a reputation as being good, you work really, really hard to lose it. Like Lou Piniella for 20 years was considered a great manager and he stunk. I always felt like Girardi is similar. Like if you get to the big market, suddenly you're overrated. Lou Piniella, you know, underperformed. Yeah. For 20 years, if you bet Piniella teams under, I think you went 18-2. You know,
really?
You could count on Piniella when he was at Tampa. He always underperformed except for 1990 with the Reds. Okay. And I always felt Girardi was similar. You get this reputation as a genius and nobody has to really know why. It's just hard to prove that you're not. Yeah, he's annoying.
It's all about the look. I mean, Piniella had the look as a manager, you know, old school, always quick with a confrontation. Yankee pedigree, you're like Lou fucking Piniella. Look at this guy. But could he actually manage?
No, but you could run out on the field, cause a tantrum, throw a base, and everybody goes, he really cares. Okay, so what?
I know.
So do I. I'm not throwing bags.
I know.
So the
other night, last night, two position players who had been brought into the game to mop up blowouts, including a former Brewer who is now with the Cubs because they got rolled by the Brewers, got checked, Mr. X, for Spider Tech. They're checking the position guys for Spider Tech. It's the dumbest thing ever. It's like TSA frisking grandma in a wheelchair. You're like, she's not a terrorist. She's not a terrorist.
Wait, yeah.
I know she's not a terrorist. Stop checking
that's
her.
That's not my cheating pitching stuff. That's my cheating hitting stuff. I forgot to get rid of it.
It's so dumb.
I mean, there's more position players in it regular at an unbelievable pace, yet they're carrying 13, 14 pitchers, and they used to carry 10.
So yeah, is it?
Are
I was
they
like
more innings than they used to?
I don't know. I thought to myself, I go, you know, it seems like there's a lot more position guys that come in on a more regular basis, where this used to be a twice a season kind of deal, and SportsCenter would be like, ha ha, check out, you know, Jerry Nimnuts, the shortstop. He's got to pitch the ninth inning here. It's like, oh, wow, that's rare. Now it's every week.
And they're carrying four more pitchers than they used to carry. I don't. It doesn't make sense. They're overthinking that. But, yeah. I mean, you know, they only carry a handful of hitters, and these guys seem to not be able to throw the ball 60 feet without hurting themselves if you're, you know, not a pitcher, I mean. So I think it's actually more risky to do that than to ask a guy to, you know, your 14th pitcher to throw an inning. I don't get that.
Did you see Dylan Bundy vomiting his guts out on the Yankee Stadium mound?
Oh, you know, I didn't. I've always dreamed about seeing Yankee pitchers vomit on the mound, but I never saw that.
Well, this was he plays.
Did he do? Swallow Spider Tack?
I don't know. He plays for the Angels, pitches for the Angels, but he absolutely let go with a monster stream of vomit. I mean, it's gross.
Donovan McNabb style.
Yeah, no, it's really, really bad. It's one of those, okay, pause the game. What's going on here? Settle down, everybody. And speaking of the Yankees, you mentioned in an email, how must you feel if you're the Yankees having bought Gerrit Cole for $1 trillion, and then they enforce the rules, and suddenly he sucks?
Yeah, that's what I wonder, because, you know, the commissioner works for the owners, blah, blah, blah. I just spent $1 trillion on Cole, and now you say, oh, this rule that made him God is no longer, you know, he can't use it anymore. I'm like, yeah, I need a refund. He's been, ever since they started enforcing the rule, he can't get anybody out. So, I mean, if you want to say, anybody wants to sit there and say, oh, that stuff's overrated, see Gerrit Cole. Best pitcher, worst pitcher. I mean, you can't make that up.
Is Shohei Ohtani your MVP as we approach the midpoint? Serious? Yeah.
Are you serious? Do you know why you're saying that?
I'm just saying, why?
Zay, that was
your bet,
Mr. X, VIP on the website. We all took Ohtani at 35-1 to win MVP. yeah, and I'm not. And you know, if you look back on it, the reason I said it was, you know, the National League, you got like 10 great players. Throwing that over them, who knows? The American League, you go Trout's the one, and
who else?
Who's the two? There was no two.
Right.
So I said, if there's no two, you know, sure, it's probably Trout. But if you take Trout out of the equation, bad year, injury, whatever, and there's 10 guys that are, you know, give me the one who can hit and pitch. So we all took Ohtani 35-1. So the reason I say that is not to gloat, but if you ask me who's in midseason MVP, I'm clearly biased. Yes, I'm clearly biased.
You're going to vote for your money,
but by
for
the
sure.
way, most people say Vladdy Jr., who has like, one homer and six ribbies more, and I'm like, I'll take 12 quality starts with a ton of strikeouts.
Right.
For crying out loud. That's unheard of what he's doing.
Yeah.
I want that bet to come home more than any I've done since the 03 Marlins, just because of the, you know, my guys are all over it at a big number. And
It'll be glorious.
He's got a great shot. I mean, it's a two-man race right now, and I don't understand the love for Guerrero when Ohtani can't get a win. Every time he throws, he's got six innings, 10 Ks, no decision. He's like 1-0 or 1-1 or something, but he's had like 10 great starts. And in this day and age, when you're putting position players in to pitch, how about if your position player can pitch?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. By the way, how come I'm not betting these VIP picks? Am I a VIP with you? Like, what's going on? Do I just hate free money? Why am I not in on this party?
Hold on. Let me replay the last 22 years of tapes where you've asked the same question.
I suck. All right, listen. I'm in. I'm in on all the VIP stuff going forward. All right?
Okay.
If you'll give me a discounted rate.
Of course. I gave you website access.
I know you did. I know you did. I just suck. I'm just lazy. Maybe I do hate money. Maybe I'm too rich. I don't know. Only bet as much as you can afford to win. Maybe I can't afford to win any more money. I'd buy more cameras with it.
Clearly you can't. Look, after 20 years of this, there's only one way it's going to work. Give me your login. I'll do it for you.
Here, I'll PayPal you a pile of money. I'll give you my login. And I'll say, just do what you do. Manage my portfolio, Mr. X.
There you go.
All right, so speaking of making money, apparently your second child, X2, or is on the verge of getting cut off by his bookie because at just a year and a half out of college, he is so hot right now, his action may be too strong for his guy.
Well, his guy's my guy, but yeah, I'm a little worried. He has killed it so bad, it's just not even funny.
What's he killing? NBA?
NBA and baseball. God, I can't even, it's like, that's not fair. My whole theory, Zabe, when he got started out of school was, I hooked him up because I wanted to monitor, you know, what he was doing, just like you do with your kids and anything. Make sure he's not having a problem or doing the wrong thing. So it's like anything. I'd rather watch what you do. You know,
this is a degenerate version of Leave It to Beaver.
Well, come on. So I wanted to sit back from a distance and kind of keep my eye out. So, and after a while, I get a text from this guy and he gives me his big positive number for the week. And I can tell he's mad because he goes, and this account, a big plus for the 14th week in a row. And I'm like, sorry. He's just killing it.
So he might be on the verge of it.
He's not playing. He's a kid, so he's not playing for much. But he just, I mean, I said to him the other day, I said, so you're really hot. What's up? And he goes, well, I'm 109-41 in baseball, Dad.
Holy shit. That's the 25 Yankees of gambling right there. 109 and 40 whatever. So
I'm afraid he's going to. I don't know how long they're going to put up with him. We'll
Do you feel you got a prodigy on your hands?
Well, a prodigy is generous to someone who won't listen to freaking anything you say in life.
Well, okay, you say X2 doesn't listen. I'm telling you, he's absorbing things. He may,
you know what,
he may be
really
a
really smart.
Yeah.
You're really smart. You're probably right.
He may be a wild stallion who goes off on his own and does things that you don't recommend, but don't think the nuggets and the overall tutelage from Dad is not permeating him in some way, shape, or form. It is.
You're probably right. You're probably right. But I got to tell you a quick one that I just thought of that you don't hardly ever, the only one you've never met is X1. And, you know, he's on his own now. And we actually got the whole family together in May before they all split up for college jobs all over in different places, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We hadn't been together for well over a year because of COVID, et cetera. We rented a house down at Lake Anna, and we all got together. X1 shows up the first night with this gigantic cooler, and he starts making I don't know what drinks in this giant cooler, right? Pouring in all kinds of crazy stuff. We had a good weekend. Well, I'm up in Maine now. So I'm like, you know, I wonder if I can make that same thing he made. So I make this big concoction. And we take it out on the boat. We have a few good days. It's in a giant cooler. I realized my parents were coming, and I forgot to put it away. So I took and I filled up a couple of jugs that were left over and put it in the fridge. Okay?
Yeah.
My parents fly in. My parents are 88. I pick them up at the airport last night.
Is this a fruity drink? You've done nothing to describe the contents of X1's.
Oh, it's nothing but alcohol everywhere. You know, it's just crazy liquor, way too strong.
But in a plain jug, does it look like pineapple juice or orange
jumping
juice?
Jumping ahead. So, yes, I had to get it out of the big cooler, and so I dumped it into some plain jugs. I picked up my parents last night at the airport. They're 88 years old. To get them settled, we're doing everything. This morning, I make them breakfast. I head to the store. I come back. There's mom and dad eating breakfast, drinking that drink out of the refrigerator.
No!
And I was like, oh, wait, whoops. I said, Mom, I'm going to have that mug right there. Let me have it.
Oh, my
They're
God.
Like, this is good. I'm like, oh, no.
This is good. No. Got a bit of a punch to it, but it's good. Mom, that could kill you at 88.
I know. They're like, yeah, can't leave him alone for a second. Yeah.
All right, let's end on a golf story. You are a casual golfer at best, but you get out every now and then. And you had a 9-hole run going where you're like, is this real?
I did. I'm pretty much playing scrambles up here. I don't play much, but we've been playing twice a week, 9 holes only. I'm old, and that's all. Play late. Last Friday, I was out. And Zabe, if I get a par in 9, that's a good day. I like to get one. One of the other reasons they call me Mr. X is usually you look at my
scorecard.
There's a lot of X's on there. 4 or 5 X.
Yeah.
But anyway, I come out, and after 5 holes, I got a par. Excuse me, 3 pars, a birdie, and a bogey. Even after 5. Pretty good.
Yeah.
For me. Finished 13 over after 9.
Oh, my God.
That's hard to do.
That's like Bubba Watson's finish at Hartford last Sunday. Don't know if you saw that. He was leading
the
tournament.
Somebody asked me what happened the last 4. I said, my game showed up.
Right. Game showed up and said, who's this imposter playing decent golf? I'm here.
There's
I'm back.
No man here. A moose there. You know, next thing you know, it went from one extreme to the other. That's the way it works.
I think Bubba was 6 over for the final 5 holes after leading, coming down the stretch on Sunday. And it was a very easy course that normally guys go low on. It cost him $400,000, the collapse.
Ouch. Ouch.
Oh, well. Well, that's golf for you there, right there. So what's on the docket for this evening in Maine is we talked to you about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. A little boating?
Good question.
A little cocktails?
I am actually going to try to get my dad out on the boat to see it for the first time. If I can get him away from those accidental cocktails.
Have you named it Rover and Over? Because that was the consensus pick.
Oh, no. The consensus, that was a good name, but the consensus pick was clearly Don't Tell Mom.
And it's now not stuck. Don't Tell Mom is the name.
That's probably going to stick. I haven't got a better one. Most people voted for Don't Tell Mom, since those are the 3 most said words in my house.
Do you have the decal for it? You're going to take it to the boat yard that puts the name decals on the boats itself.
You know, I've been thinking of that. I'm going to get to it.
My schedule's
a little busy right now because I have nothing to do and don't have to do it until noon.
Exactly. You know what you have to do is get that decal put on there. I'll even do give the price on it. I will rally up all the ex-disciples. They'll chip in to pay for it. Then I want a picture of you standing on the back of the boat with the Don't Tell Mom. We'll pixelate out your face to keep your anonymity, and it'll be brilliant.
Well, I'll be entering the boat parade on July 4th. We're in that to win it. So
how do you
decorate
win
the boat up?
How do you win the boat
you just
parade?
Have the best boat.
Oh, okay. You got decorations
best
on
whatnot. Decorations, best okay. bikinis, best something. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Mr. X, good to connect with you. Enjoy your summer. It sounds like it's going great. We'll talk soon.
You as well. Take care,
all
bud.
All right, there you go.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with mybookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.